Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. And I am so glad to be with you today. This is the eyes of a layperson. Praise God. The word of God in the eyes of a layperson. And we will be coming to you today from St. Matthew, the third chapter, talking about the baptism of Jesus Christ and the temptation being led into the wilderness, tempted of Satan. And we know if Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan, he is going to tempt us. And the only way that we can fight Satan is by the word of God. And the only way we can fight him with the word is that we have to know the word of God. It has to be down in our hearts, praise God. Because he's not afraid of us. But when we put the word on him, praise God, and plead the blood of Jesus, that's the only way he's going to flee from us, because he's not afraid of us. And he knows the word because he was Lucifer in heaven. And he knows the word, praise God. And we are no match for Satan. Praise God. So we're going to go to God in prayer at this time. Most holy and all-wise God, we count it a great privilege to come to you today in prayer, thanking you for this another great opportunity just to call on your holy name. We thank you for our life, health, and our strength. Thank you this morning for giving us another opportunity to just say thank you, because you have been so good to us, Lord, blessing us to see another day, protecting and watching over us as we slept through the night. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, into the world, God. Oh, God, dying on Calvary's cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. Lead, guide, and direct us, God. Let us decrease and let your word, oh, God, be alive deep down in our soul, that we may be able to say something to encourage someone on the walk with you today. We love you and we honor you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We thank God today for his word, because his word is already settled in heaven. And we know, God, that whatever he says is true, and man can't change it. They're changing it today in their own words, but God's word is true, and it can't be changed. So we're going to be coming to you today from the third chapter of St. Matthew. And we want you to join in when the mics are open and ask questions or whatever you would like to say. We want you to feel free. We're going to start at the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. It says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me?" And you know, Mary and Elizabeth, John's mother, was cousins, so therefore they were cousins. And Jesus and John was the forerunner. He came to tell them about Jesus. And Jesus answered, said unto him, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, he was baptized. He wasn't like some of them that just sprinkle water on you now. But he was immersed under the water. That's what baptism is. He takes you down under the water, and you are baptized and come up out of the water. You are immersed under the water. That's why it says we were buried with him through baptism. The fourth chapter says, then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Spirit led him. We have to be led by the Spirit of God because God is a spirit, and we have to serve him, worship him in spirit and in truth. The Word of God said everybody can praise him. The sinner man can praise God, but only the saints can worship him in spirit and in truth. You can worship him when you get saved. You can worship God, but only the sinner man can praise him. Because it says in the Word of God, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. But only when you get saved, that's when you can worship him in spirit and in truth, because God is a spirit. And we can only worship him in spirit and in truth. And said Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. The Spirit of God led him into the wilderness. And we have to be led by the Spirit of God to be tempted of the devil. That's why we have to have the Spirit of God, and we have to know God's word, because Satan gonna come after us. And if we don't know God's word, we don't have nothing in us to fight Satan. Because he's going to come after us once we've saved now. He's going to fight against us to try to get us back out there in the world. Because he wants us to serve him, God. That's why he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden. He wanted them to disobey God. That's what he didn't try to tell them to eat the tree of life. He wasn't concerned about them living forever. He knew the tree of life was in the garden. But he wanted them to eat the fruit of good and evil because he wanted them to disobey God. And that's why God said you can eat of every tree of the garden, but not the tree of good and evil, because that's what he told Eve, said you shall not surely die. And that's the one he tempted Eve with, because he wanted her to disobey God to eat the tree of knowledge. Because he knew the minute that Adam ate the tree of knowledge, he would spiritually die. And that's what happened. They didn't die physically. They died spiritually. And that's why man has to die now. Because that separated man from God. That separated us spiritually from God. And that's why man has to die now. Because before then, man would live forever. But to die spiritually we had to die. And that's why man dies now, because Adam disobeyed God. Okay, and he said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. 40 days and 40 nights. Now, that's more than a month. Because no more than 31 days is in a month. So he fasted more than a month. Now, you know he was weak physically. He was hungry. He was Satan tempting him. And that's what's like when you get physically weak, you hungry, you thirsty. Now, he's going to tempt you. He's going to come at you. And he knows what you like.
He knows when you was in sin, what you used to like to do. Now, he's going to come at you and try to tempt you at stuff that you like to do. Now, he's going to come at you. Now, listen what he says to Jesus. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, that was the devil coming after him, and he knew that he was God in the flesh. He knew that. But that didn't tempt the devil. But he answered and said, now, this is what Jesus said. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Praise God. He gave him the word. That's why we have to read the Bible and know the scriptures so we can give Satan the word. Because Satan ain't mean. He ain't mad. He ain't afraid of us. But God gave it. Jesus gave him the word. Okay, that didn't stop Satan. Then the devil taketh him up unto the holy city, Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Listen to this. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Listen. He'll give the scriptures too. But Jesus told him, said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That didn't stop Satan. Just like when he said, and then when he said, that didn't stop him. Okay, let's go to the 27th verse. Let's go to Matthew 27:53. And come out of the grave afterwards his resurrection, and went unto the holy city, and appeared unto me. See, Jesus didn't. When he died, Satan thought he had it. But he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again with all power in his hand. He thought he had him when he nailed him to the cross. And he said, it's finished. But, honey, he came out of that grave with all power in his hand. And, yes, Satan has power. But, honey, Jesus has all power. What little bit Satan has, Jesus gave to him. God gave to him. So he can't go no farther than what God gave him. Okay, listen to this. Okay, then he said this. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Okay, cast thyself down and all that. Stone. Okay, let's go to. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down for his angels. Okay, let's go to. And then he even went to. He tried to go to Psalms 71. And he talked in there about Psalms 71 and all that. And Jesus gave him the word. But then listen what it said. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I read that. And then he said, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto them, all these things will I give thee. And see, that's what he promises people. And that's just like the will I give thee if thou would fall down and worship me. And that's just like some of the movie stars that were singing gospel singing. And they started singing rock and roll. You look at, what's her name? the one, Fantasia, she started in the church. And I think, what's her name? The other one started in the church. Oh, what's her name? She's dead now. But look at Fantasia, how she started in the church. But look at her now. She's singing the other songs and all that. But see, you start in the church singing gospel, and you go on the devil's side. You may prosper out there, but if you die in your sins, you're going to look up and be in hell. And if you don't turn from that, you're going to end up in the lake of fire. But look what Jesus said. He said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. See, you can't mix Christian songs with rock and roll. You can't mix with anyone got something to say on that. I think the mic is open.
Yes, they are. Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise the Lord, my sister. Yes. You got something to say on that?
Yes, I do. I concur with you on the part of the Fantasia and the other ones, Whitney Houston. They grew up in the church. That's all they knew was the church until they got older. Then when they got older, they switched. And you have to, the Bible says it has to be a difference. You have to know the clean from the unclean. You have to know the holy from the unholy. You have to know the just from the unjust. You have to know the safe from the unsafe. You have to know what everybody is about. I was talking to one of the CNAs this morning, and I was telling her, I said, the Bible does tell you to know those that labor among you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know
mm-hmm.
people. You got to know what they're all about, because, I mean, easy people can be persuaded into the wrong thing, thinking
mm-hmm.
that they're fine, that everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. You can't mix. Christianity with rock and roll and all that. You can't mix
You
it.
Can't do it.
You can't mix Satan with the world. You can't change
you
sides and think he'll go to heaven. That's just like Kirk Franklin. But seems like he done up too. But you can't mix that with, you can't go along with the world and think you're still in Christ Jesus, because it don't go together.
No, it don't.
Anyone else on the line that'd like to say something? Anyone else on the line? Because holiness, anyone else on the line? Because without holiness, no man shall be saved.
Hello, darling.
Well, let me take it to what I want to do.
You're not coming in flying. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? And God don't compromise. God don't compromise. Holiness. You clean or you unclean? Praise God. You saved or you unsaved? Praise the Lord. And once you in church and you sing a gospel, and once you twist over, God ain't pleased with it. And a lot of this stuff that's coming out now, they may call it gospel, but it's not gospel. So we have to be holy, or we're not holy. We have to be clean or we're not clean. Because we have to live this thing daily. It's Sunday. And Satan knows God's people. Satan knows who's right and who ain't right. Don't think he don't know you. So he knows you. Praise God. And God knows those that are his. And we, like he told Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and of the spirit. So we have to be born again. And once
Amen.
Jesus Christ comes into your life, you're not the same. Praise God. Praise God.
Okay.
Come on, you can speak. The line's open.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's make lay over and watch out. No, it's a bunch of bull. It's a water deal.
We're talking about Jesus in when he went into the wilderness and he was tempted by Satan.
It's much more so than just Phil Keel, ain't it?
So if he tempted Jesus Christ, he's going to tempt us.
Amen.
So we have to live this thing daily. We have to walk this thing daily.
Yes.
We have to live holy day by day. We have to live a clean, sanctified life. And we have to live according to the word of God. He tells us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And we have to look, ask God to turn the searchlight from heaven on our soul. And if you find anything in there that shouldn't be, take it out, because no sin is going in. But we have to search ourselves. Let him search us. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. So as we search the scripture, we have to read the word of God and ask God to open up our understanding, that we may live according to his word. Because sometimes we might not understand. But if we pray and ask God, God will open up our heart and our mind. And he will lead and he will guide us and show us how to live. Praise God. Because this is a no social salvation. Praise God. Praise our God. So as he was in the wilderness 40 days, and he was getting ready to do his ministry, he lived on this earth. He's 30 and a half years. And while he was in, he came to die. But while he was on this earth, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cast out devils to life. Praise God.
He restored limbs.
Yes, he did. Praise our God. And all that he did, some still didn't believe.
Amen.
But he always, I do the work of my Father. That's what he did. He said, I am my Father, O one. So when you see me, you see the Father. Praise the Lord. That's what he said. But he said, when he died on the cross, praise God. He said, I go away, but I come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So he's coming back to his church just like he said he would. But we have to be without sin, spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing. That's
exactly.
When he says, be you holy, or I am holy. Praise the Lord. So we have to walk this thing daily. And we have to let him search our hearts, because we can't go in with sin in our hearts. We have to have a clean thing.
That's right, praise God. Praise God.
You have to have a clean.
And it's a day-to-day thing. It's a daily
thing. It's a
day-to-day thing. We just can't get saved and say, okay, I'm good to go. I'm ready, you know, so if Jesus comes, I can go back with him. Or if I die now, I'll go to the kingdom. No, we have to do this thing daily from the time we rise up in the morning until the time that we go to sleep at night. We have
That's
to.
Right. That's right.
We have to make sure all our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted. All sin is forgiven.
Yes.
And we treat everyone with love.
That's right. That's why we have
and
to,
have
Lord.
And have not held nothing.
Yeah.
Have not held nothing back.
If I committed any sin or omitted a commission, I'll ask you to forgive me. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, we can't do this thing just by saying, well, I'm a good person and I treat everybody right. And, you know, if anybody needs anything, I'll give it to them. No. No, this is about our relationship with God first. And then with another human being, and then with ourselves. We have to be complete.
Yes,
we have to be complete, you know, and our mind needs to be clear, because the real problem is in the mind. You know, there are suggestions placed in our minds. There are things put before our faces that we don't think we need to be looking at, but if they're there, we have to just cross it out and tell the devil to get me behind me and keep it moving and ask God to help us. We have to ask God
to
help us. Yeah. And
we
no matter how long it takes, he will be there if we are sincere and if we ask him and if we are doing the right thing, you know, because God, he loved us first. And because we were yet in our sins, and he sent his son to die for the whole wide world.
Yes,
so that
he did.
Could be reconciled back to him. What is called
back
our first
him.
Love. Should be our first love. Yes.
Well, we were yet in our sins.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
We were dead in our sins. Christ died for the ungodly. Yes, he did. And he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Praise our God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God. He looked beyond our faults and saw our needs.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Oh, Lord. Anyone else have anything they'd like to say? Praise God. So if God is saying and tempted Jesus, and that was God in the flesh, you know he don't tempt us. And he knows you before you came to Christ. He don't tempt you. That's why we have to pray and ask God to help us day by day. Help and know God's word, because he's not afraid of us. We have to give him God's word. Give him God's word. Know God's word. Well, we can give God's word to him, and he'll flee from us. He said, resist the devil, and he'll flee. But we have to give him God's word. Praise our God. Praise our God. That's to have no other God before him. And we can make anything out of a God. We can put our children before God. We can put our house before God. We can put our husband before God. And he don't want us to put nothing before him.
That's right.
God. He's a jealous God. And he's also a God of wrath. people, mm-hmm. No, he won't send you to hell. No, he won't send you to hell. But we send
he
ourselves.
Send you to hell. Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh. Yes, he said. Yes. Lord, yes, Lord. He's a God of wrath. Praise God. But he's a long-suffering God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise our God. And he's a God. He's a God of consuming fire. Praise our God. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Praise God. Praise God. Praise our God. So I tell you the truth. He's a holy God. He's a holy God. But the word of God
says, he wants a holy people.
He wants a holy people. That's right. A holy people. That is the truth. A holy people.
Reverted back to what you talked about, all this other stuff, and you talk about carpenters. The church is taken down and let all these sinners that call themselves saved and doing all this break dancing and cussing and fussing. They let all this come to church just to have members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They don't care what they're doing.
Want the members so they can get the money. But they better be preaching the truth. They better be preaching the truth and calling sin what sin is. Instead of letting them come to church to get members. But you better be preaching the truth so the people be going to heaven. Because if you're not calling sin what sin is, God's going to get the preachers. Because sin is sin. And if you're not calling sin what sin is, God's going to get the preachers. Yes, he is. Praise God. Praise God.
It says that these people are taken down just to have members and not care about these members. So they rather had 10,000 members than 550 of people that live right and want to live right. Not that they don't live, trying to live right, but they want to live right.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But God sees it all. God sees it all. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, he does.
He sees it all.
You cannot, like I said, you cannot hide from God. You can't do nothing and try to hide. There's nothing you can do to hide from my Lord.
You can't hide. You can't hide.
And you definitely can't lie.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. But if you make my bed in hell, he's there. Fly to the uttermost corner of the world. He's there. You can't hide from God.
You sure can.
God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So I tell you, it's best to tell the truth. And if they want to live holy, they're going to live holy. But tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yes.
Praise God.
And you know,
praise
the most
God.
Things that I hear about now, these preachers preaching about just happiness, and you pay your tithes, you get offered, you go get blessed, you get tenfolds and all this stuff. But then I'm preaching about, you say you want to go to hell. This is said, that's what I said. You can't be doing this, and you can't be mixing it up. Then I tell them that. I say they're telling me to pay the tithes.
See, I tell you.
And give their offerings.
But the word of God says, you have to tell them what the Bible says. He said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Shall die. Amen.
It shall die.
It's a sin and a shame to actually to be in the position we're in, to know the word and to obey the word, and to see these churches without these members. And they're not teaching the members anything. I think they want to come to us. We can get you to heaven. I think I got the other, but what did you get to heaven?
Mercy.
I read an article one time. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was back in the late 90s. But Michael Jackson had paid $5-10 million to the church to get his place in heaven.
Mm.
I was like, that's stupid.
You can't buy your way to heaven.
No,
you can't buy your way to Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
You have to be born of the water and of the spirit. Like Jesus told Nicodemus. You must be born again. He said, shall I be born again? He said, you have to be born of the water and the spirit to be born again. You can't buy your way in heaven.
Exactly.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. But see, now a lot of them preaching prosperity.
Uh-huh.
But you have to be born again. And I don't care, you can pay your tithes and offerings. If you ain't born again, you're not going back with Jesus. They preach about cars. Hey, you plant a seed and all this. I don't care how many seeds you plant. You can plant a seed of $1,000 in prosperity, but if you're not born to the Spirit and you're not going to heaven, you can have a church full of members, but if you got a church full of devils, you're not going to heaven. You can have 5 members, but if they're holy, that's what you got. 5 members, if they live in holy, that's what you need. But if you've got a church full of 1,000 members and they not saved, that you, honey, you just got a church full of them. But if they got
you
the Holy Ghost, right. That's all right. But people wanting, it got itching ears now. They want you to tell them that they going to get cars, they get houses, prosperity and all that. That's what they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
That's not living in the heaven. And God's going to give these preachers, if they don't talk about salvation, being born again of the Spirit, he's going to get these preachers and tell them what sin is. You have to preach about sin and tell them what sin is. I don't care if they don't want it here. If they leave the church, that's all right, too. But you have to call sin out and tell them what sin is. You have to tell them what it is.
It wasn't like that in the Bible. The Bible says, preach my word. So it wasn't like that in the Bible. So he said, preach my word. That's his word. You got to preach sin. Sin is in his word. You got to teach it. You got to preach it. You got to know it. You got to avoid it. You can't be mixing and mingling the stuff.
You have to tell them what it is, and if they don't want to hear it, that's on you. You have to let the blood be off of your hands. You have to let the blood be off of your hands. And if the people don't want to hear it, in the days of Noah, they didn't believe it, and they wasn't saved. But the blood's off of your hands.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm going to tell you something, no matter what, because my salvation is important to me. I cannot mislead my Lord. I cannot do him wrong. I got to do exactly what he says.
You have to do what God says.
You got to honor him. You got to trust him. You got to keep him.
You have to trust God, and you have to tell it like the Bible says. If they receive it, if they don't, you have to tell it like the Bible says, because I don't want blood on my hands. Praise God.
I don't either.
Anyone else got a comment? You're free to say whatever you feel like. Because we're living in the last days. Jesus is coming back for his people. And if we're not ready to go back, we're going to be lost.
Got to be left.
And
I'm not
behind,
getting left. My message is already
assigned. Get left behind. You lost. You lost, because this is our time now, the Gentiles' time. Praise God. Praise God. And we have to be ready to go. We can't be getting ready.
Uh-huh.
We have to be ready. Praise God. Because you said, be ye also ready. Because the time you think not, the Son of Man is coming.
Uh-huh.
God, praise our God. I want my family to be saved, but I can't wait on my family. I have to be so prepared.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise.
Sorry, Lord. Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God for His spirit down on the inside. It will lead you, it guides you into all. Praise God. And He puts love down in your soul. He puts that joy down in your soul. Praise God. You don't have to worry about when you lay down at night and go to sleep. If He takes you through the night, you'll wake up in His presence. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
But if you've got your sins, you're going to wake up in hell. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, that's why you need to get it fixed. While the blood's running warm in your veins, you have to get it fixed. Because if you die in your sins, you'll wake up in hell, and there's no change after death. There's no change after death. Lord, have mercy.
You know, there's time.
Lord, like the rich man, he woke up in hell being in torment, and it wasn't no change then. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Excuse me.
Jesus.
But, if you know, people are saying, because, you know, if the Lord went out into hell to help the people that was there before he came, he did it, and he's not doing it again, because you have time now.
Right, he's not doing it again. He preached to those damnable spirits, but he's not doing it again. He's not. Lord, Lord, have mercy. Praise our God. Praise our God. And it's up to the people now to get it right.
Oh yes,
get it right.
It's up to us to lead the right and not to get the new right.
Oh yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So it's a For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave the best that he had. Yes, he did. He gave his best.
Yes, he did.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So what more can he do? Oh, Lord, what more can he do? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So no one else has anything they'd like to say at this time. Sister Margaret, we're going to have you to close us out. No one else has anything they'd like to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My most dear, most gracious heavenly, most perfect, most willing, most generous soul, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you for my space on this call. Lord, thank you because you had this call. Thank you for my participation in this call. Thank you for having it out there, Lord. Choosing it.
Yes, Lord.
Heal it. Whatever you need to do, Lord, to make it work, to make everything work a whole lot better, to get more people to understand. So go out there and show people that Sister Mary is doing her level to do what is right. So I strengthen Sister Mary. And help her to do whatever you need her to do. Do what you need to do, Lord, in our lives, Lord. I ask you that for everybody on the call, everybody on the radio, everybody on computers. Lord, touch each and everyone. Bless them according to your will and your way. Touch, hug, heal, soothe, comfort, bless. Lord, I ask you to do this. In the mighty, glorious name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, I love you, and I praise you, because you are so wonderful. Because I'm magnificent, so glorious, so true, so faithful, so affectionate, so trusty, so worthy. So I love you. And I thank you. And I praise your holy righteous name. Amen.
Thank you. Shalom. Shalom. Thank you, Lord.
Shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. Amen. Amen.
Amen.